All right, good evening, everyone. Just welcome out. I was asked to put this together because Brother Keith had some stuff. They had some stuff they had to do this evening, so I took it over from him. And this evening, for just a little while, I want us to focus our thoughts through the scriptures and through the words of the song on the challenges of the cross. We know that Jesus faced challenges when he came down to give us salvation, and there are challenges that we must step up to the plate to overcome and work through as both Christians and the church. So I just want us to go through and pay attention and put these scriptures at our hearts and truly pay attention to the lyrics of these hymns. And for anyone who hasn't put one of these together yet, it's a lot more challenging than any sermon you'll ever put together. So how Jamie and Daryl and everyone throws these together, I don't know. But it's a challenge. It's one of the challenges that we must overcome. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask that we'll do reading song, and we just ask that before your time comes, if you'll move to the front just to kind of expedite the service a little, that would be wonderful. And we're going to start off this evening with the challenges of Christ, and it's going to start off with Brother Trey.
First reading for the night is going to be from the book of Colossians. It's going to be in chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Colossians 1, verses 15 and 16. I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or domination, or rulers, or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
Number 599, we bow down in reverence. Please hear our prayer, Holy God. O let our words come to Thee. We bow down in reverence, for we believe. Now we approach in love. We know our plea. We bow down in reverence, for we believe. For humbly now do we bow before thy throne, praising thee. We bow down in reverence, for we believe.
I'll be reading Hebrews verses 4. In chapter 4, verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things, as we are, yet without sin.
Number 156.
Thank you. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell thou the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Fasting alone in the desert, tell of the days that are past, how for our sins he was tempted, yet was triumphant at last. Tell of the years of his labor, tell of the sorrow he bore. He was despised and afflicted, homeless, rejected, and poor. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they nailed him, writhing in anguish and pain. Tell of the grave where they laid him, tell how he liveth again. Love in that story so tender, clearer than ever I see. Stay, let me weep while you whisper, love paid the ransom for me. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
The next thought is the challenge of dying as the Son of God. And I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 26, verses 53 and 54. That's Matthew 26, 53 and 54, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Or do you think that I cannot pray to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled, that it must happen thus?
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Darkness veils his lovely face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
shall come with trumpet sound. Oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
All right, the next thought is about the challenge of obedience. I'll be reading 1 Hebrews 5, 8, and 9 from the New American Standard. Hebrews 5, 8, and 9. And yeah, this one. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he had suffered. And having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation. And then I will also be reading 1 John 5:3. That's 1 John 5:3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
Number 326, trust and obey. When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he shares all our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but a toll he doth richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, oh,
next section is the challenge of humility, and I'll be reading two verses. The first verse will be Matthew 18, verse 4. Matthew 18, verse 4. And I'll be reading out of the New American Standard Version. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Next verse will be 1 Peter 5, verse 6. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you at the proper time. Let's take our supplements out.
Number 107, humble yourself. And if you'd like to, let's stand as we sing this song. Number 107 out of the supplement.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
And he will lift you up. And he will lift you up.
Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord.
Shout to the rock of our salvation. Know that the Lord is God. Know that the Lord is God.
Come, let us bow our hearts in worship.
Let us bow our hearts in worship.
Kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our great God. For he is our great God.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord.
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 And he will live.
The next section will be the challenge of faithfulness. I'll be reading from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand and the throne of God.
For 109.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new rights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has got the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I'll pray till end I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
If you would, turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verses 3 through 7, 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 3 through 7. This section is about the church and the challenge of being Christ-centered, and this thought will be about the challenge of purity. So again, 1 Thessalonians 4, 3 through 7. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that is, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in lustful passion, like the Gentiles who do not know God, and that no man transgress and defraud his brother in the matter, because the Lord is the avenger in all these things, just as we also told you before and solemnly warned you. For God has not called us for the purpose of impurity, but in sanctification.
$550 for Christ and the church. For Christ and the church, let our voices ring. Let us honor the name of our own blessed King. Let us work with a will in the strength of you, and loyally stand for the kingdom of truth. For
next section is the challenge of unity, and I'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6, and I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. Therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all who is over all and through all and in all.
If you would, turn over to your Bibles to number in Mark, number 332, I surrender all. 332, that'll be our song after Stephen's invitation here in just a minute. 332. Now let's turn back over to 302. Blessed be the tie. Blessed be the tie. Oh me, blessed be the tie that bind our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above.
I begin this evening by thanking all of the men that participated today with the readings and the songs, and I hope that we focused on those words. We know that Jesus has done something great. Jesus stepped up to the challenge. We've seen that he has come down. He had a life in heaven. He was equivalent and equal to God, and yet he still chose to come down and suffer for our sins. He did that one thing that no one else could do, and he's left us some things that we need to do and things we need to look at. We know that Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 and 25 says, for whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We know that we have to follow after Christ Jesus, and we know we have those challenges that arise in our lives daily. We know that some of our things are that we deal with are obedience. We know that Jesus said that I give you a new commandment, love one another. Are we doing that as the church as a whole? We know that he said that the Great Commission, go ye therefore into all the world preaching the good news. Are we doing those things? Those are our individual responsibilities of obedience. We have to be humble, humility. We know that Jesus constantly deferred from himself to the Father. Are we doing things out of self-glory? Are we doing things to make a name for ourselves, or are we doing things to put out the message of Christ? Is it all about us? Do we neglect things that go on within the body of Christ because it's not something we feel like doing at the time or we're not interested in, even though it's better for the body? We have the challenge of faithfulness. We know that each and every day we go through challenges and struggles. When we look at our brethren that we support in Zimbabwe and the stuff that they're going through and the uncertainty, not knowing if they're going to eat tomorrow, how easy would it be to turn from their faith and go look somewhere else that's going to provide them food? But they're holding tight to that Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 and remaining faithful even unto death. We know that we have a challenge as the church, and these are just some of them, but as a church we have a challenge to keep the church pure. We know that as we look around, and it's just not in denominations anymore, but when we look at within the body of Christ, we see some of everything has crept in. You have Pepperdine University now putting in place female preachers in congregations. We have choirs, musical instruments, multiple song leaders, rhythmic clapping, hand waving. This is all going on within the church. We're not keeping it pure and holy. And then we have the challenge of unity. And this is one of the biggest things, and Norm hit on it with the thankfulness out of Philippians chapter 2 this morning. But the church has to be united. We all have to be of the same mindset, of the same goal, working together. That's the only way we get to where we're going. And that's what we have to put in our lives each and every day, that we're going to overcome these challenges and work together. You know, if you're here this evening and you haven't been living up to the challenge that the cross has put before us, you have the perfect opportunity to come before your brethren and sisters this evening and ask for their prayers that they can help you get stronger in those areas. We all have areas where we're weak. Even Paul said that I desire to do that which is right in my heart, but I do that which I not desire to do, for my flesh is weak. So we all stumble in different areas. So you have the ability to ask for the prayers of the church. If you're not a Christian this evening, we know that the Bible laid out a simple plan. And a lot of people say there isn't a plan, and Chuck laid it out perfectly why there was a plan when he was here. But the scriptures clearly lay out the things that we must do. We know that Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19, Jesus gave the keys to the kingdom of heaven to the apostles. Anything that they bound would be bound forever. Anything that they set loose would be set loose forever. So we have to do those things that the apostles put forth in the New Testament to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the easiest place to go is to Acts chapter 2. And Peter, in giving the first sermon on Pentecost, beginning at verse 23, he preaches Christ crucified. Not only did he preach Christ crucified, he preached what the implications were and why he died. He let them know where they had fallen short, and he let them know that they were in sin for the ones being the ones that crucified him. And then as he was preaching Christ, he confessed who Christ was. If we think back through the Bible, none of the Jews ever wanted to say who Jesus was. When he came to Nicodemus, when Nicodemus came to him, he said, "Oh, we understand that you're a prophet, for you do these things," but he wouldn't say that he was the Christ. They didn't want to confess who he was. But Peter confessed who he was. And then his Bible says that they were pricked in the heart in verse 37, and they asked, "Brethren, what must we do then to be saved?" And he gave a simple answer in verse 38. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Meaning that you repent of your sins, turn away from those things which are contrary to God's word, those past things that you've done, and set your heart towards Christ. And then be baptized to have those sins washed away, and you'll receive the Comforter of the Holy Spirit. And then as we spoke about in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, all you have to do is strive to remain faithful, even unto death. If there's anybody that's subject to the Lord's invitation this evening, we just ask that you come forward as we stand and sing the song of encouragement.